under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, October 6, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. You just heard Mike Lindell, the commercial. I don't know if you've seen this in the news or not, but he is under IRS attacks, audits. He is getting shut down with various banks and also credit card companies. If you have, for example, an American Express card, cut it up. I cannot believe that they are discontinuing processing credit cards on his website for American Express cardholders. If you go to MyPillow.com, shop away. Get sheets, get towels, get slippers, just whatever you guys need. Christmas is coming up. Go ahead and shop away. Go to checkout. See how much it is. Let's say you ordered $600 worth of stuff. Go to the promo code box and put in Trucker Randy. One word, no space. Trucker Randy. All together. And hit apply. You'll get at least a 50% discount. $600 worth of stuff retail, you'll get it for $300. Some of the products, you'll even get a bigger discount than 50%. He's a sponsor of this show, a sponsor of this station, and you get the discount that he normally would be the profit that he gave to the big box stores. Bed Bath & Beyond, Walmart, all the stores that dropped his products, instead of them making the profits, you're getting the discount. He needs patriots to go to the website and buy products. They are trying to crush him every single angle they can. IRS audits, credit card companies no longer accepting his credit card processing, banks, Chase Bank lowered his line of credit by 90%. They're trying to put this guy out of business. It's only through us ordering directly from his website are we going to help him win this battle. Now, for some reason, if you're not able to access MyPillow.com, you can go call the 800 number. When you call this specific 800 number, it ties right in to operators standing by, and the Trucker Randy promo code will automatically be put up in their computer. 800-654-9659. If you need the link, text me MyPillow, and I'll text you the 800 number. It's a dialable, clickable link. All you have to do is click on it. You'll be connected to a Trucker Randy promo code operator. Everything you order, you'll get the discount. We need to support this guy and this company. Great products. I personally guarantee you will love them. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back on this Friday.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Yes, I'm all set for winter. I got the Michelin X Ice Snow Winter Tires on the Cadillac, the 2008, with a custom set of winter wheels. The chrome factory wheels are in plastic bags and in the garage, stacked nice and neatly. I am good to go. Got Miss Vicky's Michelin Defenders on there for the Yukon and absolutely set. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. We're going to get rain first starting later tonight. Tomorrow morning, it's going to be raining. Prayers being answered for the Constitution Boot Camp. Appreciate all you guys signing up for it. Looking forward to that training tomorrow. We'll be talking about it on Monday's show. Chaos in Washington, D.C. Sometimes it even takes the headlines over the shenanigans going on in Lansing. As you know, this show dedicated to Michigan news and Michigan politics. Well, removing the speaker, Kevin McCarthy, eight Republicans joining the Democrats, has put Washington in chaos. Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida stood up and nominated Donald John Trump to be speaker. Freaking out the media, the Democrats, the Rhino Republicans, the establishment, the deep state, to the core. Kind of an interesting ploy on Gaetz's part, but countering that this morning early, about an hour before the show, Donald Trump came out and endorsed Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio, to be the speaker. Former President Donald Trump has endorsed Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio to be the next Speaker of the House when lawmakers return to the Capitol next week. Jordan, head of the House Judiciary Committee and founder of the House Freedom Caucus, is considered to be the favorite by several House Republicans who spoke behind the scenes. He was the first to officially announce his intention to succeed Congressman Kevin McCarthy. This morning, on his social media platform, Truth Social, President Trump showed praise on the Ohio congressman. Trump said, quote, "Congressman Jim Jordan has been a star long before making his very successful journey to Washington, D.C., representing Ohio's 4th congressional district. Respected by all, he is now chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. As president, I had the honor of presenting Jim with our country's highest civilian award, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He's learned so much from sports, and Jim was a master. While attending Graham High School, Mr. Jordan won state championships all 4 years, where he accomplished and compiled an amazing 156 victories to one. That one loss was while he was injured, but he went ahead and wrestled the match anyway and lost. While at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Jim became a two-time NCAA Division I wrestling champion. In his weight class, he won the national championship matches in 1985 and 1986. Jim has a master's degree in education from Ohio State University and a law degree from Capital University. Jim is strong on crime, borders, fights for our military vets, and our Second Amendment. Jim, his wife Polly, and family are outstanding. He would be a great Speaker of the House and has my complete and total endorsement. Right now, it appears to be a battle between Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who are the two leading contenders for the speaker's role. Each are seeking the 218 votes required. President Trump's support for Jordan was first flagged by Congressman Troy Nehls of Texas late last night. just had a great conversation with President Trump about the speaker's race. He will be endorsing Jim Jordan, and I believe Congress should listen to the leader of our party. I fully support Jim Jordan for the Speaker of the House. Congressman Niels had earlier encouraged the former president to run for the post. However, in an interview later with the Associated Press, Niels said that after President Trump considered the matter further, he said he really is in favor of getting behind Jim Jordan and not interested in the post. Earlier on Thursday, just yesterday, President Trump did say he would consider being the House Speaker only for a short time. I've been asked to be Speaker as a unifier because I have so many friends in Congress. If they don't get the vote for one of the top two leading candidates, they've asked me if I'd consider taking the speakership until somebody longer could be obtained because I'm running for president. I'm not willing to do this because I want it. I will only do it if it is necessary should they are not able to make their decision. And as you guys know, McCarthy was ousted 3 days ago, October 3rd. First time in history that Congress's lower chamber voted to remove and unseat the Speaker of the House. Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida rallied just seven other Republicans to join him and voted and relied on the Democrats to vote against McCarthy. The motion to vacate the chair passed 216 to 210. Eight Republicans joining the 208 Democrats voting in favor. McCarthy announced that he wouldn't run for Speaker again and said that he's undecided about whether he will remain in Congress. Whoa. I guess McCarthy's ego was bruised so badly, now he's not even considering running for re-election in California. Meanwhile, Congressman Patrick McHenry, Republican of North Carolina, has been named as a speaker pro tem until a replacement is voted in. Niels of Texas said that if no current candidate succeeds in earning the necessary support to win, he would once again push for President Trump to fill in temporarily. Our conference is divided, our country is broken, and I don't know who else could get to 218. President Trump earlier told Fox News Digital that he planned to visit Washington on Tuesday to speak with House Republicans before they consider the vote for next speaker. However, Neil said that now it appears unlikely Trump would make the trip following his endorsement of Jim Jordan. The congressman has been a significant ally of President Trump on the Hill and has spearheaded investigations into prosecutors who have charged the former president. He also, among a number of Republicans, worked with President Trump to challenge the election loss before January 6th of 2021. Steve Scalise, on the other hand, has worked closely with President Trump over the years as well. The House is in recess until October 10th. That's this coming Tuesday. A candidate forum is scheduled for that day, and they have set the election for the new speaker to be on October the 11th. So next Wednesday, they will be bringing it up for a vote. And of course, the Democrats are going to be pushing their candidate. That's not going to happen. And if you remember, it took 15 rounds of voting before McCarthy finally caved in to concessions demanded by the House Freedom Caucus. Well, guess what? Jim Jordan, the person Donald Trump endorsed this morning, is the founder, leader of the House Freedom Caucus. So finally, the rhinos, McCarthy, and every single Republican congressman from Michigan, Bergman, Molinar, Wahlberg, Huizenga, McClain, I believe, I got to check Lisa's vote on it, all voted for McCarthy to keep his seat. Well, of course they did. Yes, Randy, because the list was eight. Every congressperson from Michigan Republican voted to keep McCarthy. Well, McCarthy's not interested. He's done. So when they get back on Tuesday, the 10th, hold the caucus meeting, and then come out and vote, we shall see how much weight Donald Trump's endorsement of Jim Jordan comes into play the next day, Wednesday, the 11th, this coming Wednesday, when they take the vote. If it's between Jordan and Scalise, and Trump's endorsement wins enough support, well, guess what? They're going to see the power of the Trump endorsement. And I got to tell you, Jim Jordan would be a fantastic speaker. I know he doesn't want it, but he should have ran the first time against McCarthy. And Matt Gaetz from Florida, I got to tell you, he is a truth teller. He was on a podcast I was watching last night, prepping for today's show, and he said flat out, McCarthy bought it. Do you realize that he raised and spent $500 million, $500 million in payouts to Congressman Bergman and Wahlberg and Huizenga and Molinar and McClain and other Republicans in Washington to get that vote? $500 million. He bought it, pure and simple. Now, I know Jordan and I know Scalise. Of course, they're getting donations for their leadership race as well. How much? I don't think it's going to be anything close to $500 million. So you congressmen that had your hands out for McCarthy, yeah, I don't think there's going to be that much available for you coming from either Jordan or Scalise. But this is going to be interesting. Again, coming back to Washington on Tuesday, the vote's on Wednesday. We will be watching it. And our history lesson today with Pastor Chatfield from 10 to 11, he's going to talk about the history of the speakership. Absolutely relevant to this breaking news story and what's going on in Washington, D.C. Going to be very interesting history lesson. Bottom of the hour newsbreak, hour number one. We'll be right back.